The United Kingdom is dealing with a new surge of COVID-19. Health officials yesterday reported 6,600 new infections. It's the highest daily figure since mass testing started. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us now from the streets of Weybridge, just west of London. And Frank, start with those numbers. What's going on? Is this a second wave?
Well, you know, about a week ago, Boris Johnson, the prime minister, said we were, at the risk of heading towards a second wave. And certainly these numbers, they are increasing really, really rapidly. And it seems like we're heading towards one very much. It's hard to know what is the technical definition of a second wave, but certainly it feels that way. And there's a lot of concern because this summer things went really well here. Life was largely back to normal, and now people, I think, are very anxious because they see these numbers rising and are worried, really, about heading towards a possible lockdown again.
Yeah, and here's Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking this week in the House of Commons.
We always knew that while we might have driven the virus into retreat, the prospect of a second wave was real. And I'm sorry to say that, as in Spain and France and many other countries, we've reached a perilous turning point.
Frank, perilous turning point, kind of ominous. What's Boris Johnson doing about it?
Well, he's put in a number of measures. So on Thursday night here in England, the pubs had to start closing at 10 o'clock instead of later. Sometimes it'll be 11:30 out where I am, sometimes considerably later in London. And what we're also seeing some changes in other parts of the country. Up in Scotland, different households can no longer hang out together. And also up in Scotland, they've told university students that they should stay away from the pubs this weekend. So it's sort of slower measures. And the concern, I think, from some scientists and ordinary people here is that it won't be enough to slow this very rapid rise and that we're just going to see more and more measures coming online pretty soon.
And I can hear you're on the streets of Weybridge right now, as we said, just west of London. How are people responding, businesses responding there where you are?
Well, right now, what's really interesting is it almost feels like a lull before a second storm. This place looks, I'm on what they call the high street. It's a main street, not unlike what you'd see in America. And there are lots of people out, lots of cars. Almost all the stores are open. I see, okay, here's a woman who's crossing the street with a mask, but most people are not wearing masks. And so it feels normal, but my concern would be that within a few weeks, this could look really different, that a lot of stores could be closing down or in much shorter hours. And that's where I think people are here. And I guess the concern that Johnson and others have is that the economy has been recovering for 3 months. And their concern is if he puts on more measures soon, it's just going to slow down that recovery, maybe kill it.
What about the rest of Europe?
The rest of Europe, it varies. I mean, we're seeing surges, particularly in France. I believe the most recent figures are 16,000 a day, and there's a lot of concern there. On the other hand, a place like Germany that got very high marks for Angela Merkel's leadership there, sort of very technocratic approach to COVID-19, I think it was 2,300 the last numbers I saw. And I was just on the phone with a professor who normally works here in England, who's in Berlin. I was interviewing him on a separate topic, and I said, so when you head back? And he says, I don't want to come back. He said from his perspective, he sees this definitely as a second wave. He's not happy, as many people are not happy with Boris Johnson's leadership, and he wants to stay in Germany as long as he can.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt on the streets of Weybridge, England. Thanks very much for your time and good luck.
Hey, thanks, man. Good to talk.